With a career that spans over 10 years and hit songs such as Bayang Sugela, there is no mentioning Guaido and its journey without mentioning Guaido veteran Elvovo Durango. This week on the Chisa Life podcast, we chat with the man about all things he cares about, including socioeconomic issues, putting South Africans first, and he lets us know what kind of reality show he would have if he ever ventured into the idea. My name is Griselda Gigana, a reporter with Chisa Life. Welcome to the Chisa Life podcast.
Uyazi umzantsi Celebville is filled with flavor, but you know that ge o batla go tseba gore fame e re mongwaneng, or who secured the latest bag,
or just who's dripping with sauce,
and who's adding the spice.
Jonga yonke into nje,
because if it's hot, then it's definitely in the Chisa pod.
Thank you so much for making the time to talk to us. How has lockdown been treating you?
Hey, lockdown, it has been hectic, eh? Staying at home, no work, no money, nothing at all. But just surviving. That's how has been my lockdown.
We guess for you all this time under lockdown has also kind of put a couple of things in perspective. You've been very vocal about issues you care about, you know, the problems we see in the country, you know, the unemployment and other important issues. But you've been told a couple of times that perhaps this is the best time to keep quiet because you might lose your sponsors and you might lose your fans. How do you feel about that?
No, there's nothing wrong with voicing out your voice. If people want to sponsor you, they will sponsor you. If you don't want to sponsor you, they won't sponsor you. But you are voicing your voice. You need to be heard. You need not to sugarcoat things. You need to be straightforward with the people. What you see is what you get. So if you want to sponsor me, you must expect such things. That I'll be voicing my voice out. If I'm not happy with something, I'll talk about it.
One of the most talked about topics on your timeline is the hashtag Put South Africans First. Why do you feel like that needs to be addressed? Why is that so important to you?
I think it's South Africa kumele address lento yokuthi kumele kube kuze abantu basemzansi kuqala. Put South Africa First. I think that needs to be installed. And also, support our own brothers that have got small businesses. We must support one another, support our friends, support our brands, support, we must support each other. I think that's what needs to happen in Mzansi.
Some of the people that follow you have mentioned that because you advocate so much for the socioeconomic issues, perhaps you should look into going into politics, or maybe you're already thinking about it. Are you?
No, it's a mistake you're saying. I'm not into politics, but I'm raising things that are affecting us as South Africans. I'm not a politician, I'll never be a politician, but I'm raising the voice. I'm a voice of the voiceless. There are people that can't speak. And if we don't voice our voices to the president or to the nation, they will think that we are fine with everything that is happening. And then they will just carry on. But we need to voice our voices and say how we feel and what we feel. So for me, it's not about being politically aligned. It's about saying what I feel and what I believe needs to be done. That's all.
For someone that hasn't been as active as you are on Twitter, like at this current moment, you've never been more active than you are right now. But Twitter is also a very volatile space where things never land as they should sometimes. And sometimes you get a lot of backlash or things are not, you know, interpreted the right way. And you have received you've been dragged for days. What would you say was like the one time where you felt like, oh my gosh, I am really getting dragged here?
Hey, social media, backlash. I think it was that one of Twitter academically. Yeah, man, that was the... But I'm not a... I'm a book boy, man. I don't stress about such things. I just... gave women to go my inshallah and give it right. Yeah, but I think that one was the one, and that one off the cover, yeah, Jay-Z. Lewa Tuan Kopili cover, Jay-Z, yeah. I think those are the two. But I've always come back, I've always got my comeback, and I know how to deal with these streets. The social streets are not for everyone, but I'm able to deal with the streets. So I'm a big boy for the streets.
Speaking about being real, there's been a rise of reality shows in South Africa. And I've seen some of your fans on your TL ask if you'd ever consider a reality show. So do you have an answer? Is it something that you would ever look into? And if you do, what kind of reality show would it be?
If I have a reality show, it will be the first time in reality show that will be real, showing a true person, not fake things, not script written, but going all out. Hey, there's a lot that I have in store. There's a lot that people, Abang Ayazo, El Vovo has got it's many characters that people don't know. So my reality show will be very much different from the reality show that you have seen before. So, yeah, man. Hopefully one day I'll be doing one of my reality shows. But at the moment I'm working on the... I've got a show that I want to do, man. Legends to Legends, where I visit the old people that have retired from this life that were doing your radio, your singers, your whatsoever. But that's the story for another day.
We certainly hope that you find a way to make the show happen. We know for a fact that your fans would love to watch you interview this legend as a legend yourself. Speaking of legendary, you are part of the Kwaito fraternity that is quite legendary in South Africa. You know, and Kwaito has gone through the ups and downs, and you've been there to watch it in its journey, you know, as an artist who's been in this industry for over a decade. Recently, they brought back the Kwaito category at the summers. What did you think of that?
Not surprised, because, you know, Kwaito will always be there. Kwaito is our culture. Even if you can go overseas, if you can anywhere you go, if you want music that represent us as South Africans, it's Kwaito. So Kwaito will never die. Kwaito will always be there. So they've seen that they've made a mistake. Now Kwaito is back. And I'm excited about the category being back, because that's what represent us as South Africans. Kwaito is our culture.
Spoken like a true Kwaito veteran. And in closing, we may be in level 2. And people may be slightly living their best lives, but coronavirus is still very much a real thing. How are you protecting yourself and your family?
Your vitamins, your immune boosters, your lemon is here. Everything that you needed to be here. And also to stay at home if there's nothing that we need to go and do outside.